side of the microphone for the green light to the speed trap. Regarino and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Here, relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gas! With mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrilled to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track. Barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disasters as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Feed, Ray Garino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway side. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass.
Alrighty, we're holding wheels, we're holding deals, we're making deals, holding wheels, making schmeals.
As long as nobody steals.
And you are listening to Long Island's only automotive radio talk show, Motormouth Radio, with your host, Ray Guarino, co-host, wingman, XO, man at the con when I'm out in John, Joe D. And with us today, we have
too much information.
Yeah. We have two very special guests. We have Bob Jones and Tom Walsh from the Long Island Oldsmobile Club. Actually, it's the, what's the correct, you got a long name for that club.
Long Island, New York City Oldsmobile Club.
Got it. I knew that was longer than I thought. And,
a little bit.
You guys are trying to have a car show again this year. You've been doing it every year for forever.
We're trying.
Yep. It's our 42nd annual.
Excellent. Jeez.
It's going to be on, this coming Sunday, July 22nd, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Four Towns Fireman's Training Field.
Right.
And we've had the show there, and Joe and Ray, you know that field.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, we were rained out twice, and so you guys have dubbed it the not-so-spring dust-off.
Right, that was, yes. Our media consultant.
The broken calendar dust-off.
Yes, our media consultant did that. But now, the original date was back in May, correct?
May 6th, first Sunday of every of May for years. It's always been our date. Mother Nature has not been so kind to us the last few years. We've had had to reschedule on our rainout date, but this year we've moved it to July 22nd, and we work with the North Belmore Fire Department, the Rinky Dinks,
right?
And that's when we could grab the field, and it's on again. And thanks to you guys for helping us out.
Oh yeah.
And from what I have a good friend Vinny who sends me the weather report, and he's telling me it's going to be beautiful.
Nice. Now, also, friends of ours, actually a club that I'm a member of, the Centurion Cruisers is having their show today at David Lerner Associates. That's up on Jericho Turnpike in Syosset, if you happen to be in the area. It's from 9 to 3. And our good friends, Dennis the Goat Man, it's not like a wounded cow, but anyway.
Well, goats don't howl anyway, so I can make any noise I want.
Okay. All right. Case, point taken. The Brooklyn Time Machine will be playing, and again, that is today. So, and Frank, I saw him yesterday, the president of the club, because I had some stuff to give him. And I said, it looks like it's going to be beautiful. They were talking about some overnight rain. He sent out an email blast this morning saying, hey, we're at the field. Cars are showing up. This was 9 o'clock. So come on down, because now you guys know if there's like, if the sky is gray, some guy's like, I ain't taking my car out.
That's right.
If there's a cloud in the sky, you're taking a loss.
Right. Unlike you two guys who brought cars to the parking lot today.
In the rain.
You know, that's, Joe, that's the way we roll.
God's That's guts. Yep. I like that.
Absolutely.
Good to see the wipers work.
Yeah.
First thing we check.
There you go. The treads work on the tires. You
know.
Hey, that's it.
All of these cars were originally made with wiper blades. So.
There you go. They were meant. They spent the first part of their lives. They probably spent a lot of time driving someplace in the rain. So, hey.
Funny story. It was a couple of years ago, not 2 years ago, when I was going up to Whitestone, that Joe's part of town.
Just what I was thinking about.
Cruise night, and I took my buddy Kevin with me, and it rained a bit. And it just so happened my younger daughter was having a party that night at the house. My wife wanted me home to oversee it. So my line has always been, like, you know, take the car in the rain. Yeah, you know, it's got a roof and it's got wipers. You know what? Most of its life was in the rain. When you wash your car, it probably gets wetter, right?
It's true.
Exactly.
Very true.
So she sends me, I think she sent me a text. She goes, yeah, when you coming home? I said, you know what? There were two cars at the play. Me and one other guy said, you know what? It's raining a bit right now. I'm just going to wait a little while and before I come home. So my wife, because we're married for 32 years, and she, 34? Yeah, something like that. A lot. She sends, writes back, says, you got a roof and wipers. What's stopping you?
Right, so I like it. I like it.
And I said to her, the idiots on the Cross Island Parkway that can slide into me is what's making me stink.
What?
So I said, just as soon as...
I'm okay. The rest of you are morons.
Yeah. So, you know, that's wife logic for you, but...
Yes.
So the show, let's get info about the show.
Let me give you some info. I mean, it's our 42nd annual. It's a great show. First 300 cars, we give the goodie bags out.
Nice.
The time 9 to 3, Fireman's Training Field. We are trying to gear it to families. We want the families to come out. So normally we'll get 300 cars, and we'll even go 350. Mm-hmm. We're trying to bring more of the families out together. So last year was the first year we did the big blow up kind of slide bouncy thing for the kids.
Yeah.
And the kids loved it. We also going to have face painting, sand art, cotton candy.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a new an addition this year. We're going to do a basketball shoot, one of those blow up basketball shoots for perhaps the kids that are a little bit older than maybe coming down the slide.
Yeah.
But in addition to that, I thought it'd be nice. We grabbed a young fellow by the name of, I think his name is Andy. It's the first time he comes. He actually does he's an artist and he does caricatures.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be able to draw, you know, some of the kids, maybe the car,
very
and
cool,
with the dad.
Nice.
So this is a family event.
Right.
We charge $20 at the gate for the car. It's a fully judged show.
Mm-hmm.
100. You know, we do points.
Right.
So it's one of the very, very few, I think, shows on Long Island or in the area that actually the club members go out and do the judging.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the cars that come and the people that come, they love the idea of, my car is really judged. I'm going to get first place, second place, third place. I'm going to get a trophy I've earned.
Yeah.
And that's a different. It's a lot of work for the club, but we go out and do it.
Okay, we do have a call. That's what that
is. It's a flashy thing.
It's not my heart monitor going off. It means we have a call, and we'll pick it up and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths. Hello, Cole. You're on the Motor Mouths. And
hey, good morning, Ray. Good morning, Joe. And guest. How are you guys doing today?
Yes,
it is the Bronc. Oh, Bronc, we have
come
Bob.
On, hold the phone up a little high. Can't you see any good? There's two guys here today.
We have Bob and Tom with us from the Long Island Oldsmobile Club.
Oh, fantastic. My very first car, what I built in the 60s, was a 65 442. I love Oldsmobiles.
Oh, well, you've got something in common over here now.
Ask these guys how many they have between them.
I was going to say, did it have a curved dash, but...
How many?
We have five between us. I have four. I have a mm-hmm. convertible. I have two holiday coupes. And I have something called a club coupe.
Do you have a 62 Starfire convertible?
Well, not a convertible, but I have a friend named Vinny that has a hardtop, and another friend that his name is Vinny, and he has a convertible. So, yeah.
One of my favorite cars. I think that was one of the most beautifully styled cars that Oldsmobile came out with in a long time.
Oh, definitely. And if you, my friend Vinny, not my cousin Vinny, but my friend Vinny, he runs the Starfire Forum for 61 to 66 Starfires.
Ooh. I wish I was back in New York because you don't see any of them out here for some reason.
That's online, bro.
More of the now getting into the 70s, 80s cars, and then the 50s, early 60s cars are just becoming more and more rare. They're just not around anymore.
Hey,
so it's a shame. Beautiful styling, great architecture, great aesthetics about it. We miss all that, you know, from the old days.
Hey, well, check him out on Facebook because he's got about 1,500 followers.
Oh,
and
cool.
A tremendous resource for those 62s with all that aluminum side trim. And
Wasn't that stainless steel?
Yes, I'm sorry. Stainless steel, whatever. No, I think it's...
No, pot metal on a 65.
Yeah. Pot metal. So let me ask you, with that car...
And I know it's heavy because I just built one.
Yeah, we know the trim is very specific, but what about the rest of the architecture? Is chassis and powertrain similar or the same as... Or is that all different than the ones that preceded it or followed? I should.
Yeah, the earlier ones had the 394 and that Slim Jim transmission. Tommy and I both have 65s. As a matter of fact, the most popular car in our club is a 65, and we have about 8 of them.
It's my year.
And, it's
we were talking about that when I first rolled up. Yes,
sister to the 65 GOAT.
Right.
We really love that year. We have convertibles. We have hard tops. I have a club coupe. There's another guy on the island named Gary Gallardi. He has a club coupe. Very rare car. But the Starfires, you know what's interesting, Bronc? We have a guy in the club, John, has a 64 Olds 98 called a Sport Coupe, and it has the Starfire interior. Very rare car.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful, beautiful car.
Such rare cars. You just don't see them around anymore. For some reason, they're not that popular. I don't know why, you know, but it's just what it is.
A lot of people don't like the big, giant car.
I got some fun for you. You got about 4 minutes for a quick trivia contest to test me. You got 4 guys there. Let's see if you come up with a couple of good answers. I got 9 questions from the 50s. All right, that had innovations that impacted the automotive world that as we know it today. Are you ready?
Make it quick because we got a guest. We have another guest calling in shortly. So again,
okay, I'll
go
fast. Okay, 1950. What was the first compact car built in America?
That Rambler Nash thingy.
There.
There
you go.
Bingo, home run. Okay,
that was on Superman.
What was the first drive-through fast food restaurant?
A&W Root Beer.
No, Jack in the Box.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay.
All right, easy one. 53, first serious sports car in America.
Corvette. Oh, come on, Corvette.
That's easy.
Right.
That was easy.
And
okay,
the Earth's
54,
cool.
This is a tough one. The first integrated heating air conditioning unit. Who built it?
That's right up your
I think it's Rambler. I think it's Rambler Nash or Rambler.
You're good.
Very good.
All right. Okay, what was the first concept car, that came out in 1957 that guaranteed 5,000 miles per charge?
5,000 miles per charge? They didn't even have credit cards then.
Okay, it was the Ford Nucleon, and they ran their car on uranium, and the project was dropped.
I wonder why.
Yeah. Yeah, they dropped it on Hiroshima.
Well, aren't you out in Nevada? That's where they dropped it.
Yeah. Something we use in every day was
that's
the first
excuse.
Personal safety device. Who developed it and what was it?
Oh, the seatbelt, right?
Volvo?
Yes, home run. Who built it? Who came out with it?
Volvo,
yes. Home run, okay.
Correct, right.
And finally, something that changed America forever. In 1959, what did Honda Motor Car Company do?
Make cars?
No.
Well, 59, they were building motorcycles.
Yes, it was the first plant in America that they brought. They were
the first
importing
plant in America.
Parts and building motorcycles in America.
Probably the Honda Dream.
The Honda.
Cool,
right,
very
so
good.
That's the story, okay?
Excellent, thank you, Brock.
Fun with that. All right, I'll let you run. I know you got to go.
Right.
I will talk to you guys soon.
All right, thanks, Brock.
Thank you.
Take care.
So
bye-bye.
Long.
Bye.
That was Bronc from Sparks, Nevada, sharing his, actually testing us with his quiz.
Well, we know where that uranium-powered car went.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Now we understand Bronc a lot better.
Now it does clear up a lot, right.
Mm.
Absolutely.
So that was good, a little automotive trivia. You know,
I think
we did pretty good for a bunch of guys that were, you know, even though we're old, we were like sucking our thumbs back then.
Yeah,
you
collectively
know?
We did.
Kind of tough.
Now, and also collectively we were all born in the 50s.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You know, Bronco,
I didn't start driving until at least like 61, 62.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Yeah.
But that's the thing, you know, when you get together with any group of guys, car guys, that's the kind of stuff that comes up. And, you know, I've had, and you guys have, I'm sure, had it too, where people say, how do you guys know all this stuff? It's like, you know, it's collective information that you pick up under your wheels through the years of just rolling through the hobby.
I can't remember my kids' names, but I remember this
stuff.
Knowing
it is not the problem, remembering it.
Yeah. That's why I start writing it down. Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, boy.
I have to carry an encyclopedia with me.
Right,
that's why they got these little phone thingies now.
Oh. Well, that's what you used to call your son.
Yeah, right. My personal data bank there.
Exactly.
Yep. You're still good like that. Yeah,
that's excellent. That is cool. Okay, so the show, we covered that. We were expecting a call from Miss Alana Scher out from California. She's our hot rod consultant out there on the West Coast.
Yes.
So we should talk to her in a little bit, but we still have a couple minutes to
East Coast,
to
West Coast. I like that. You know, except it's more amicable than some of the other rivalries over there. You know,
I like to think that this show did a lot to kind of make those ties because we did start bringing in, and I could tell you stories about some West Coast media types who I still won't talk to because we just have like this because that right he set it up. He like threw the gauntlet down. I was like, hey, you know what? Fine, we're from New York. I need you.
What are you thinking?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You really expect that thing? Yeah, well, we'll just keep that down. Yeah, we got to keep this amicable.
You're right. So with that, let's take another break. We got another car song. This is another goodie I like. We're going to go back to the little bluesy side, and we'll be back hopefully with Alana Scher on Motormouth Radio, 516-572-7440. And you know what? Let me mention, before we go, tune into Nerdvana Mondays at 3 p.m. Calling all nerds. Hosts Colton Murray, Justin Greenberg, and Joe Ritter talk about a return to a time when homework was for homeroom and the hardest decision of the day was whether to play a video game, read a comic, or watch a movie. Tune that in on Monday. Now we'll take our break and we'll be back in a few minutes. Keep it where you got it.
Hi, I'm Rob Leonard, host of Beatles Songs for the past 24 years right here on WHPC. Beatles Songs airs every Friday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., playing the music of the Beatles together, apart, along with Beatle cover songs and songs the Beatles covered, along with songs a Beatle either guested on and or produced. And, of course, we provide Beatle news. It's not the same show where they play the same 10 songs. So join me every Friday for Beatles Songs, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College, streaming at ncc.edu/WHPC.
We'll be back with answers to your car questions. Give us a call at 516-572-7440. Oh, I should have said the Motor Mouth thing.
All right, we are back. Motormouth Radio. Joe's blown on that sax. He put the bass down and he took up the bass sax, if there is such a thing. And Tom and Bob playing lead guitar, backing us up on that, and we're all having a good time here.
All right.
And we are back. So let's go to the phones here and see who's trying to get through. We'll say, hi, you're on with the Motormouths.
Hello, Professor Ray. Hello, Joey D. Hello, the Ozmobile guy.
Yeah, that sounds like Howie.
Yeah.
It's the big man.
What's up,
Thank
Howie?
You, gentlemen. What's up, man? you missed it. I think you missed the Food and Fun Deli car show that was on July 7th. It was a great show. Had about 65 cars, music, fun, food.
I did, Howie. I apologize, and I missed yesterday's drill over at the for the rinky dinks at the Four Towns Field. But you know, we're trying to get moved into the new house, so it's been
tough. Yeah,
when you're moving, it can be real tough, and you question about moving.
Yeah,
yeah.
How'd you guys do at the tournament?
Say that again.
At your show.
No, he was at the show last week. Yeah. Well, you had Jim with you, so that was some consolation.
Yeah, that's right. Jim gave us a good report on that day. He spoke highly of the whole thing, and I hear you guys were hanging out.
Yes, we were. We were hanging out, and it was great to see him.
Yeah, you guys make a good pair. I gotta say
they are a good match. You're right.
Yeah. So so he filled us in. I was kind of hoping for your report there too, but I guess you were recovering there.
Gentlemen, it was just hard to go to the bathroom and eat.
Really? I hope not at the same time.
At the same time, no, we don't want to do that at the same time. But here I'm trying to eat a sandwich for 5 minutes, and I had to delegate it to Teddy and Artie to park the cars and let me sit down for a few minutes. So it was hard to give a call and give an assessment.
You know,
wish I could.
I'm glad to see that now you've gotten a firsthand experience of what it takes to help put on a car show. It is, you don't rest. You really work your butt off all day, the days preceding it and the nights, and you're there early in the morning, and then before you know it, I used to work the gate in my car show, so I'd see people, and I would take their money and not even remember that I saw them. Hey, did you? No, he was here? Like, yeah.
Hey, he took his money.
Right.
Yeah.
You get, it's a very busy thing. But that's good. I'm glad you had a good event. That's
well, a good excellent. Show. You know, basically, when it comes to any event, the 30-day countdown is crucial.
Mm-hmm.
Got some good ideas. We're going to do this again in October.
Oh, really? Excellent.
Yeah. And you're all welcome to come. Tommy, we're looking forward for July 22nd.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Next weekend.
Weather's looking good. Hope it stays that way.
All right, Howie. Well, we thank you for that report. We're going to have to cut you because we have Alana calling us from the West Coast, and she's going to want to shoulder her way in here, so we can't.
Sure. Hey, it's great seeing everybody. Hey, happy motoring, and we'll see each other soon again.
Thanks, Howie.
Sounds good.
Thanks,
Howie. Take care, Howie.
All righty. So long. That was, of course, the big man calling about the food.
Giving us the post-show report there.
And all of that stuff, your guys' event, his event, it's all up on motormouthradio.com if you go up to the website and check it out. You can also check out articles that we've written or co-authored. We have some videos up there that are pretty cool. Follow us on Twitter, which is Motormouth Radio. And on Instagram,
Real
the one Joe has trouble with.
Underscore. What the hell is it underscore?
Because there's a DJ that has the Motormouth Radio thing, so it had to be Real underscore Motormouth Radio on Instagram, and we try to put up. Joe does too. Puts up our stuff. We're on Facebook. The old Facci Bruto. We have stuff on there too. So we're playing with all the social media.
Trying
these
to
days.
Do that stuff on my phone is like killer. You know, I'm sitting there in the shop trying to do this stuff in between cars.
Me too. Like rust is falling. But you could also subscribe to the Motormouth Radio newsletter. It'll come out once a week and kind of catch up on the topics of things that we covered during the week, even when we're not here. Joe and I do a lot of stuff. We each work at different shops, and we're involved with a lot of different things.
Yeah, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah, and that stuff will get in there too. So it's all good. So.
Yeah, you know, you could say, okay, Ray fixed the car.
Yeah,
Joe cursed to the car.
Yeah,
Ray ate.
Yeah,
Joe puked.
Another one broke. Oh well, you know. So that's
But you want to follow us? I mean, it's pretty easy, and I promise I'm going to learn how to do this social media crap. I really am. I want to figure out some way to do it. Even if I got to carry around one of those bigger phones now, you know, it might as well be a friggin' flat screen.
Right. I know.
You know what I mean, just so my fingers can find the letters and
yeah.
That I'm going to literally strap a video camera to my head.
How do you guys do it, Bob? How do you deal with social media? Are you involved on a personal and/or club?
Yeah, we're pushing forward in that, just like you, Joe. We're doing that. We've taken our posters and our registration forms and pushed them out on Facebook using the different car clubs in the communities. We have a fellow in a club, Ed, and another fellow by the name of Larry, and they administrate our website. Matter of fact, Ed contacted me last night and said, "Hey, we put Motormouth up on our web page,
nice.
And we're linked to you guys. And I know that when we go on Motormouth, you guys link over to us for the shows.
Right?
You guys really do support the community, the car clubs."
Yeah. Us car guys got to stick together, you know.
That's kind of our mission
statement.
Trying
to keep in touch with the younger folks coming up, too.
Yeah.
How do you, now, with your club, do you, what's the demo? Well, how many members are in the club?
Well, we got about 50 members.
Okay.
Our club was chartered under the OCA, Oldsmobile Club of America, in 1976, so 42 consecutive years.
Okay.
We started with just 12 members. It fluctuates. Sometimes we'll have 50, 60, 70, but mm-hmm. then it fluctuates as people move.
Right.
Or get cars or don't get cars. You don't have to have an Oldsmobile to come in our club, but.
Nice.
And just like our show, we call it the Olds Dust Off, but we have a mix of cars, all types and makes.
I have put a Chevy in that show years ago.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So and some of our members have Chevys. Yeah. Tommy has a Chevy.
Bring the duck to a chicken fight. I love it.
Right. So let's go back to the phone. We'll go back and say hi. You're on the Motormouths.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Christian? What's happening?
I was just out in the yard working, listening, so I was mandated to call, giving a shout-out to Bob over in Oceanside.
Yeah, that's our friend Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, Christian, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good, good. Great guy here. Does beautiful work, milled my heads, and, you know, we go out to a shop in Brentwood. I think it's Modified Mark.
Yeah.
Modified.
Yeah. So you do a great job, Christian.
Which is now the new Long Island Racing.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you have a little change.
New business.
Ah, he's changed your name. Okay.
We're changing it up, yep.
Mm. Okay. So that's yeah, you got to fill us in on that. So
yeah, I'll fill you guys in on that. Maka's just kind of slowly dissolving out. LA Racing's coming in and trying to get stuff going with Orient Express back again. You know, the whole
right.
Get the band back together. You know how it is.
Excellent.
That
Excellent.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Sounds like the Blues Brothers.
And we're talking about you this morning because my wife said, "Hey, you know, I'm gonna make some French toast." I'm like, "No, I'm out of good syrup." I said, "And Christian didn't get me any of his good stuff." So I said, "No, I don't want it with the store bought stuff. Forget about it."
No, I got the stuff set aside.
I know. Anyway,
so, let everything settle and age.
Right, right, right. Excellent.
Cool.
Very good.
All right. I know you got another caller coming in. I just had to give a shout out to Bob in Oceanside because he was. I know he's listening today because Bob Jones is on Rhea, and then we're talking about the show for next week, so we'll catch up then.
And it's Bob who turned me on to radio, to Motormouth Radio. Yeah. So.
Right, right.
We got to thank him then.
Yes.
All right, Christian. Thanks a lot, brother. We'll talk
to
you soon.
Good talking to you, man. Thanks.
Bye. All right, so long.
Oh, he's got a new name now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. You know, sometimes corporations change and things move, and we'll
move. I remember that because if I didn't know, I'd still call him Mark. Then.
Right.
You refer to it as the other name and be like, who are you talking about?
Yeah, he'll clue us in. We'll
I can't remember the
out.
Other the regular names. You want me to remember new stuff.
I know. So back to your club. Yes. With 50 or so members, what's the age range? Like,
we do have a couple of young guys. We've got a couple of young guys in their 20s. We have the normal demographic, guys our age, a little younger, a little older. But recently we had a woman join us.
Excellent.
And
that's always good.
Yeah, very good. And matter of fact, she brings a very unique car to the club. And
what kind of car?
She's got it was her dad's car.
Ah.
Her name's Karen, and 66 Olds Delta 88.
Oh, yeah.
That her dad bought brand new. It has a 3 on the tree.
Wow.
With a 425.
Whoa.
She reached out to us about a year ago.
My jaw's dropping, by the way.
I know. It's
talking
amazing.
Talking about a budget.
Car.
We used to bomb around in them. Those are the cars we used to get for like $100 and just bomb around in. And
winter beaters, yeah.
Yeah, never saw one with a 3 on a tree.
Three on a tree with a 425. Right. Oh,
it's going to be on the field next week. So
yeah.
We'll see.
She has it in storage. Her dad was going to dispose of some of his cars in his collection. It was always her car. He bought it when she was 2 weeks old.
Aww.
So she reached out to the club. We're helping her find storage, transportation, making her welcome in our club. So that's a unique type of individual that joined it. We really appreciate her.
Absolutely.
She's actually did a nice article for us. It's up on our website if you want to read about her and her dad.
Excellent.
Yeah,
very good.
That's always that always demonstrates a good perk about belonging to a club. Wow. You've got knowledge. You've got people willing to help you out.
Right.
You know, it's hard to go it alone these days, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's true.
The clubs I've been in where there's been a woman presence, it's kind of like, in general speaking, kind of like having your wife there because they bring that element to it where it's like, hey, what are you guys doing? Like, take these, stop arguing. Just let's get this done.
We're all on our best behavior.
Yes, dear.
We should mention, anybody, our meetings are the first Wednesday every month, and anybody is welcome. Regardless of what kind of car you have, we have our meetings at PK Sweeney's up in Bethpage.
Oh, nice.
Very accommodating to us and nice people. And,
cool.
It's always open. And most people that come and visit one time end up joining. They sign before they leave.
That's
so
great.
Yeah. We provide food and drink.
Nice.
We have those most of the time at BK Sweeney's. We also have Ed in our club who has a shop on a new highway, and three times a year he allows all the cars to come. He puts up a barbecue, and he does a great job.
Excellent.
So that's a lot of fun. Our members really enjoy that time.
Yeah. We're going to go back to the phones and have fun with this caller and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hiya.
Oh, hold on a second. You got to get the big intro. Ladies and gentlemen.
Crank it up, Ray.
It is the darling of Dodge, the cutie of Chrysler, and the minx of Mopar. Hold on. She's pulling in now.
Mopar, no car. Mopar, no car.
I couldn't help myself. I'm sorry. Miss Alana Cher, how are you doing?
He was chomping at the bay. He wanted
like
to play that.
That
all the time. Yeah, that's, isn't that great?
Can you just record that for me so that I can play it before I walk into any room?
Yeah, yeah. There's only one other person that gets that intro, and it's Mark Warman.
Yeah.
So,
you're in some pretty
graveyard cars, but
some pretty august
wait, he
company.
Gets the cutie
there.
Of Chrysler intro?
No. That intro is yours and yours alone. He gets a different kind of. Yeah, we call him other stuff, but yeah, and he's okay with it.
So, how are you guys doing?
We're doing excellent. It's been a while since we've had you on, and I'm glad you could find some time on this Sunday morning for us, which is great.
Absolutely.
You've been quite involved. I've been following you on, we see you in the magazine, we see you on TV, we see you on Twitter, and you're all over the place. And if the cutest dog pictures come from Alana. I mean, she's got stuff that's like the animal stuff is just like, I always call my wife up, but look at this. Look.
I do admit that I think that most of my social media following is really for the dogs.
Yeah.
Well, but
there's a lot of good writing stuff in here.
That's what social media is for.
Yeah, but I do find there's a lot of good writing. You tend to commiserate with other writers, and being an amateur writer, I always read that stuff and say, yeah, I know what they're saying. I kind of feel it. It's tough. It's a tough job that you have, but you do it very well. You do.
Oh, well, thank you. And I honestly cannot complain. It's a pretty excellent job. I think there are other people who have much tougher jobs. I mean, we could be cave diving trying to rescue kids in Thailand. That sounds hard.
Right. Oh, absolutely. There's a ton of stuff. But hey, we all have our own demons.
Ah, little challenges.
Yeah, and challenges, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Now, I did happen to see you last week on Monday night on the History Channel on Hot Rods and Muscle Cars. You were one of the commentators, along with Steve Linden, who's a friend of ours.
Yes.
And I was like, hey, there's Alana. Look, she's on TV. How did you get that gig?
How did I do?
You did great. No, you did fantastic. Yeah.
How did I get that gig? I'd been on a History Channel car show about a year previously. A different production team, I think, had made it. And then I think Jeff Thested gave them my number because they asked him to be on it.
Okay.
So that's how this stuff always happens. It's like, whoever the production team is. And this time they were actually car people, which was really nice. I thought that it was a kind of fun show to be on. But they call whoever they know and they're like, we need people who know about this. And
sure,
if you're lucky, somebody puts your name forward. And
Right.
And so that was nice. I thought they did a good job on that show. And I thought it was cool that it, they had slightly more diverse talkers than normally you'd see on a history piece about cars.
So. Right. They're calling that Car Week, so they're doing all sorts of car-oriented stuff. They had a show on trucks and Hot Wheels special the other
night. It's like Shark Week, but with cars.
Yeah, with Prudhomme and McEwen.
Right.
And I think they had a Lance Seed one as well, which was pretty cool.
Yes. And our friend Billy Lynch, the old Top Fuel racer and team owner, is supposed to be on, I think, this week. I'm waiting to see when he's going to make it. But, cool stuff. You were also, talk about lofty goals and aspirations. You're at Pike's Peak.
I was. In fact, I feel like I'm just now recovering my blood oxygen levels.
Oh, yeah.
So, the Pike's Peak Hill Climb annual race, I think it's the second oldest race in America. I think Indy 500 beats it by a year or two.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty amazing event. It's similar in some ways to Bonneville, where it's like it's still a mix of kind of big dollar teams and just full on independence, because it's just so hard to do and so hard to cover that there's kind of no money in it, which sort of makes the racing the best.
I remember we followed, of course, Aaron Kaufman from
Gas Monkey.
Yeah, but he was already on his own. Yeah, he built the cars at Gas Monkey at Falcon, and that was kind of like a nice. I thought it was a different insight than you usually see, because it showed how he built this car by himself, and he is an accomplished builder, and even he had problems. And that's, let's face it, we don't get this right the first time all the time when we build stuff. Alana, I mean, you drive on, we drive on New York highways, you drive on LA highways, so yeah, we're kind of like stuck with the same crap on different sides of the country.
Yeah, it's true. We're hitting the same potholes.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, instead of sister cities, we've got sister potholes.
Yeah, and traffic. And, of course, you're driving some big Land Cruisers yourself. You know, you have that Polara, right? That's the...
Yeah, yeah. Well, Tom's been driving the Polara recently because he's fussier about having air conditioning than I am. So I've been driving the Opal.
The Opal, yes.
Yeah.
And the Challenger's back on the road. You got that up and going, right?
Yes, yeah. So, I've got the 70 Challenger, and I think the last time... Well, I think when I first talked to you guys, it was probably running just with the stock 440, and then now it's got this 505 cubic inch stroker motor, and it's quite the beast.
Oh yeah,
who needs air conditioning with something like that?
Yeah.
You just got air flow then.
I guess you don't take that like to work a lot, right? You don't put that on the freeway, I'm sure. You know, in traffic.
I did a commute down to LAX in it once, and I can't say that it was great.
Right.
I mean, it was fine. It got me there. But I recently drove it all the way out to Lancaster, and it was a pretty hot day, and that was, it was fine. Hot. It was fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's cool. That's very good. Did you ever pick up a new carpool buddy?
No. In fact, I haven't been carpooling a lot recently because, I've been mostly doing, freelance stuff for the last few months, so...
Right.
It's been either on the road to cover stories, or I've been working from home. So most of the most exciting thing in my life right now is that I got like a new fancy keyboard to like prevent having wrist injuries.
Oh yeah.
The glamorous life of a writer, right?
And of course, I found that out when I sent you an email, and it came right back to me because it was the old email address. I'm like, okay, what happened now? Where is she? So that was time to text, like, hey, where are you? She's like, new email address.
I'm glad you did. I got to catch up with you guys. How's everything?
We're
the Pontiac.
Yeah, my Pontiac is up and running. It's a driver. I was just explaining to the guys how I was going to do some work on it in May, and it's sitting in my garage in the same exact, with the driver's seats on the deck lid and the consoles on the back seat. I haven't had time to put it together because I'm working at a friend's shop, and I come home either too tired to work on my own car.
Yeah, we get toasted. I mean, what ends up happening is we end up working on other people's cars.
Exactly.
Because it's like, hey, three other people tried to fix this, or somebody tried to do this job and screwed it up. Could you unscrew it?
Yeah.
And then by that time, then... There's nothing left for our own stuff. My Z is sitting there.
Oh, man, I get it.
Yeah. So
I spend most of my time at racetracks, but very rarely behind the wheel of my own car.
Right,
right.
Yeah, you're involved with Roadkill also now, too, correct?
Yeah, well, so here's the catch-up, which is, I did, the year and a half with Roadkill, which was super fun. And then I left the company in February, and so I've been freelance ever since. So
right.
I'm still doing some stuff for Hot Rod, which is great. I'm not doing my column for them anymore, Daily Driver column.
I miss that, yeah.
That was some cool stuff, yeah.
I am doing a version of it for a magazine called American Collector Cars.
Oh, okay.
So I'll give them a little plug here, because they're kind of a smaller magazine. They're really fun. The editor's great. And he gave me more words. So
oh, cool.
Kind of a longer version of the
great
column.
More work. So sometimes all words are good, and sometimes it's like, oh no.
Yeah, at that point,
no,
you guys keep thinking.
It's good because I always love doing that column, and like we've talked about before, when you write a column, it's just about driving your car every day. You always have something to write about,
right?
Especially out there, I'm sure.
Even if it's French fries in the seat, always,
exactly. Yeah. Or I was thinking about writing a column that's sort of just listing all the ways that people in new cars really screw you up when you're in an old car. Gas station.
Yeah.
And this is like a sin anyway, right? Like when you're at the gas station and all the pumps are full and people are sitting there not doing anything at the pump. Like they're just sitting there in
their
car.
They're checking their phones. Like, they're cleaning their ashtrays. Yep.
It's like they could just pull up.
Right.
And it's annoying no matter what car you're in. But when you're in an old car and you're sitting there watching, visually seeing your gas,
gas gauge
go down towards empty. And you're like,
gas gauge goes down,
gas
temperature gauge goes
behind
up.
Behind you in this gas station.
Right, right.
So... Yeah. That's like a major sin, I think.
That's a good one. That's very good. Yeah.
That is very inconsiderate. I think, though, a couple of throttle snaps might just wake them up, no?
Yeah, especially if it's still in drive.
Or an air horn.
Nah.
Burnout.
Yeah.
Light the tires. Yeah.
550 cubic inches.
Oh, that is so cool. That's
ma'am, do you realize that my engine is three times the size of your entire car? Now move!
It's like
if you don't want to get eaten, that is.
I realized that driving a Pontiac with 2 4 barrels on it, I tell people, you know, if people say, how's it run? I'm like, yeah, it runs pretty good. Every time I started, three Priuses C's. You know, it's my carbon footprint is like, you know, I get letters from the EPA, but, you know, hey. Yeah. Okay.
You got to call
well,
footprint
you know, we all have our environmental sins, and
right.
And our hopefully we all make them up in one way or another, you know.
Right, right. But I got to say, before I forget, our good friend Billy G, I was in touch with him. He wanted me to say hello to you and express his, you know, just his greetings, because he hasn't talked to you in a while either. So it's.
Or as we say in New York, how you doing?
Right.
Yeah. How you doing?
Very good.
Nice. Very nice.
Thank you. I've been practicing.
What's the California equivalent of that, just so we know? Not that we're going to do it, but just so we know.
I don't know. Maybe like, what's up, dude?
All right. Okay.
Okay.
We hear that once in a while. Right, right.
Dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hang loose.
Well, tell Bill I say hi, and has his big show coming up? That's in like September or something, right?
That is correct.
The Malba show is coming up, right? We're scheduled to do a live remote from that show.
Yes, on the balcony of a house there. We're going to be overlooking the entire scene. Oh, my God. It's going to be a thing.
Up.
Yeah, literally, they're putting us on the balcony. And if we would have known, guys, we could have, maybe next year we could do it at your show.
Yeah, we're actually going to invite you to the show. Okay.
They
know?
Usually stick us behind the porta potty. So,
usually.
We're trying for the food, you know, but usually, they know better.
Usually, me and Joe hang out behind this one tree, waiting for the ice cream line to go down so we can, like, barnstorm it. Like, give me ice cream. Yeah. You know, but whatever.
Classic good human truck. Gotta love it.
We bring that sometimes.
Excellent. So, what's going on? I know the projects are. Do you still have that car hauler that you were working on a couple of years ago, or is that?
Yeah. Nice. No progress on that one.
Okay.
I mean, we've got bits of it that are in body shop jail. So,
yeah. That's a tough one.
We did, and when I say we, if there's any listeners who aren't already familiar with us, all of us in this gang, my husband Tom and I, we did finish our Cummins diesel swap on our 1978 crew cab dually.
Nice. That's a Cummins.
And it's really awesome.
Yeah, that's really a good truck. Like it.
Anything with a Cummins in it is pretty damn impressive.
Dually, yeah. I mean, that's the way to. You want to cruise that on the highway, on the freeways of LA. You know, get out of my way.
Yeah, you don't want to park it, but it's so nice to drive it. But it's really cool. And if anybody wants to. I'll send you guys a picture, but if anybody wants to see it, all my social media stuff is Challenge Her, and there are photos of it.
Right.
But it's a 1978 crew cab Dodge Dually. So it's already pretty much the biggest truck that you could buy.
Yeah, that's a big
time,
truck.
And possibly ever. I mean, I think it's basically this truck or a semi. But the guy that we got it from the original owner.
Nice.
And he was a boat racer. And he painted it in 1983 to match his boat.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, just think of some very short shorts and, you know, a members only jacket or something, and then bright yellow truck, and a lot of it with like green and red and orange stripes and like pinstriping.
Very 80s.
And
that cocaine was very popular then.
Yeah, right.
It's so amazing, and it's like. You look at it and you're like, oh, but then you're like, I'm kind of into it.
So,
But then again, something with that much size and power, it could be any color it wants.
That's right.
Totally. Yeah, and nobody's going to make fun of it.
I'm already thinking the Opel could go into bed, and with a set of ramps, you got like dual, you know, dual purpose there.
I'm thinking maybe I should paint the Opel to match it.
Ah, a mini version. That'd be cool, yeah.
Mini.
Yeah.
It'd be like mini Corvette summer.
Right, right, yeah. That is so cool.
True.
That's
incredible, yeah. How is the Opel, by the way?
The Opel's a champ, really. Yeah. I know that you like to make fun of me for it, but...
No. We love the Opel. It was Chris. It was our last co-host who was the one that gave you crap over it. We love the Opel.
Well, let's get something straight. That car gets a lot of respect from me. Back in the day, when that car was new, in my other life, my drummer used to have one of those things. That car went in that car every place.
Really?
Yeah, you know, and like sometimes it was six people in that car.
Jeez.
So it actually was a small chamber that defied the laws of physics.
Yeah.
But it
that
never
is very
stopped.
Impressive, yeah.
Cause, wow.
Because it's only got 2 feet.
Right, yeah. Well, there's that back area there. And
yeah, we got a little shelf, a little friend shelf. Right.
Yeah. Oh, that is cool.
Yeah, so here's a funny Opel story for you guys. So, mm-hmm. you know, I've been driving the Opel for a while, and you know, it's a 4-speed, and I, you know, I kind of got my manual driving skills on that car. So, you know, it's been interesting to see, like, to get more comfortable. The other day, I had to be in West Hollywood, which is, like, kind of directly over the hill from where I live.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And normally, you just go on the freeways around, but it was rush hour, and I was like, oh, I'm going to take Laurel Canyon, which is a very, very, very steep hill that goes directly over the Hollywood Hills that drops you right down top mm-hmm. of Hollywood on Sunset.
Yeah, okay.
And it was super trafficy. So imagine bumper to bumper on a, like, super steep hill. Like,
oh, great.
And, like, you know, in an old school.
With, like, 1970-something brakes.
Yeah. And, well, it's not the down part. It's the up part.
Yeah.
So, you know, so I'm, like, inching my way up and, like, you know, riding the cuts and, you know, stressing out. But, I make it all the way over. I'm, like, really proud of myself. I'm, like, no, you know, you can't say you drive a manual car unless you can do this.
Yeah.
I get home, and I tell Tom, and he's, like, why would you do that? And I was, like, well, because, you know, I got to be able to do that. And he's, like, no, you just avoid that. And I was like, well, but don't you have to be able to drive over a hill with a stick car? And he's like, yeah, if it's like an emergency and you accidentally turn onto a road like that. Like, you don't do it on purpose.
Right, exactly.
How millennial. No. Oh, well, yeah. When I taught my son how to drive stick, I made him do hills.
Yeah.
I was like, you can't drive this car until you do hills. And I happen to live in a hilly neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if you can't do hills with a stick car, then you really can't drive it.
Sure.
Then you might as well,
well
be parking on ballet.
That's
yeah.
what I thought, too. But
you go, girl.
Everyone I've talked to since was like, well, yeah, you have to be able to do them, but don't seek them out.
Well, yeah, but practice is practice. So, hey, I give you, you get a lot of credit for that.
Some of us got more stones than others.
It was very stressful, though, I have to say.
Yeah.
I'm not going to seek it out again.
So tell us
one
how.
One cramps galore. And that's a light clutch, too, luckily.
Yeah. With all that behind you, what's coming up in the future? What can us East Coasters expect to see from you in the upcoming months and year of your illustrious career? Which is always changing.
All right. Well, I've got some feature stories that are going to be in Hot Rod.
Mm-hmm.
I have that column in American Collector Car. And I have been doing new car video reviews for Edmunds.com, which is very new for me.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, all of a sudden I'm driving, like, Audi SUVs and stuff. And being like, huh. Yeah.
Right.
And this is what normal people's lives are like.
I know. I got to drive an Audi, what was it, an A8? And I was like, supercharged, like, this thing scoots, and man, these brakes are like off an F-14. I was like, I wanted to, like, pirate the parts and put them on my Pontiac.
Yeah, like, they're pretty amazing.
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely some cool. impressive technology on some of the new cars. Mostly, I'm jealous of cooled seats.
Yeah.
I'm, like, really into cooled seats. Like,
gotcha.
That is the new car technology that I would most like.
And conversely, we like the heated ones, you know, because, you guys don't get, like,
snow
and stuff.
Less,
right.
Less important to me where I am.
Right.
But,
sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you don't get soft on us, I mean, you got to still keep driving the muscle cars there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, no worries. But, you know.
No
clearly,
fear of that.
I'm still testing myself.
And you're doing very well. All right, Alana, we're going to have to run. We thank you for giving us a call and catching up. We want to keep you in the loop. We'll get you back on. We'll nail you down again, and maybe in another couple months or so, and we'll keep we'll keep the East Coast apprised of what you're up to. So.
All right, sounds great. It was awesome to catch up with you guys. You know, send me a picture of your project. I'll send you a picture of the truck, and. Yeah, we'll talk soon.
You got it. Thanks a lot, Alana. Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was Miss Alana Scherer from Hot Rod and from her
all over the place now,
which is great. So I always like following her in a magazine. But read American Collector Car for her blog, her written piece. We'll take
it's on Facebook, too, Twitter. Well, challenge her,
right. Yep. That's her Twitter, @challengeher.
I was just twiddling that one. There it is, yep.
All right, we're going to take our last break, and we'll be back, and we'll wrap up with the Olds Club. We'll talk about more things from that program, and just keep it where you got it. One more.
Fire up, man!
Uh-huh.
this is hi-fi, okay? High fidelity. You know what that means? That means this is the highest quality fidelity. Hi-fi. Those are two very important things to have in the stereo system.
Join me, Kim Tracy, on High Fidelity for a mix of music with a focus on newer music and lesser-known artists every Thursday at 2 p.m. on the Voice of Nassau Community College 90.3 WHPC and streaming with the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps.
This is Dennis Pitzenberger from Sticker Shock, and if you're not listening to Motormouth Radio, boy, you are lost in the smoke of the burnout. Make sure to tune in each and every week because these guys are exactly what you want to hear. Real car guys, real talk every single weekend.
Joe, I didn't know the old guys could sit and do that breakdance and stuff. They're skying, they're banging off the wall. Tommy's hitting that cymbal. I think Bob just slipped the disc.
I did.
Yeah, I know. It's time to call the Motormouth chiropractor.
Yeah, we got to get the medical team in. Right, that's all good. So we are back, guys.
Yeah, we got the chassis machine. I can go down to the shop. We could use that, yeah.
We'll line them up on the chassis rack. Yeah, right.
Yeah. I'm a flashing again.
All righty. Let's go back to the phones and say hi. You're on with the Motormouths.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Bob, what's going on?
How you doing, Joe? How you doing, Ray?
Hey.
I'm doing good. Boy, that West Coast girl has it going on, huh?
Hell yeah,
Alana,
yeah.
Alana, yes.
Man, just...
Some of her articles and stuff.
Great guest. So I had a question for your old club guys.
Shoot.
And that was the uniqueness of that 425 and the 3-speed on the column. Were there any more olds that were as unique as that, or something that struck you guys that was really, you know, like a one-off?
Yeah, matter of fact, we just came across a 64 F85 Club Coupe. It has a V6 Buick motor in it with a 3-speed stick.
Wow. Huh.
The original owner was a fellow by the name of Bill Funk out of Oceanside, and I've been talking to his daughter, Laura. We've got a lot of information on the car. Original bill of sale, $2,300. But what's really unique about the car is that it's been registered for 55 years with the same World's Fair plate on it. It's always been insured.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Bill parked it around 1980 in his garage, didn't get to do the car, and recently passed away. So the car's going to move on. But what the family and the relationship of this car, it's very unique. And what makes it even a little bit, if you can you can understand this, but Bill had about four cars. He had a Pierce Arrow, a Lafayette Nash, and a Jeepster, all in the 30s and 40s. But it was the F85 that sat in the garage at his house. So there was a true love for it.
That might have been his favorite then, maybe.
Yeah.
And he wanted to preserve it.
Yeah, and it's been parked a long time. Of course, it's in need of a, you know, sitting 30, 40 years. It really needs a restoration. But that's a unique one. That old sport coupe with the Starfire interior is very unique. My 65 F85 442 is not a Cutlass. The Club Coupe, there's only 736 4-speeds of that one. There's a lot of uniqueness in the Club.
Well, yeah. John Bagarai.
I had one more question, if you don't mind.
Go on, Bob. What is it?
Silver leather interior.
That was at the end of the cycle for the Cutlass, the Monte Carlo, and the Buick. Mm-hmm. You occasionally see, actually rarely, the Cutlass Supreme with a half-year model. Now, was that 77 and a half, or is that 76 and a half?
Hmm. 77 was the last year of the large body style.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So then in the 78, they came out with the new downsized.
Yeah, the downsized day bodies. Which ended
drive,
up being cool.
Or no, they were rear wheel drive.
No, they're rear wheel drive. Yeah, that was the ones that eventually became the G body. Right. But they were the smaller body style, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And so the show is this Saturday coming up over in Merrick?
Sunday
the 22nd. Yes, next Sunday. Week from today.
Yeah, we expect a large turnout. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I think I'm going to go south on Saturday. I always say I want to go to the show on the old show. You know what? We'll see where the weekend takes me. I want to thank you for your guests, and I want to thank you for your time, guys.
Hey, thanks, Bob.
Thank you for calling, Bob. Always appreciated.
Bye-bye.
All right, so long. That's our buddy Bob from Rockville Center, always checking in. Always has good questions, too.
He's right next door.
Yes, he always has good questions that are always on point, which is great.
So he actually pays attention is what you tell him.
I know, more than we do, I think.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Well,
hey, you remembered his name?
Yeah, well, I've been I've been talking to him for about, I don't know, maybe probably 8-10 years, so I better by now, you know. So, guys, let's see. We're getting into the we have about 7 minutes left, so let's reestablish what's going on. And if there's contact information where people who may want to get in on this and get a hold of you, is there any information you can share with people?
Sure, definitely. If you go to the Long Island-NYC-OldsClub.com, that's our website. We take a lot of questions and we respond to any of those contacts that come in from there. Our posters and registration flyers show Tom, you want to give me your number?
My cell phone number is up there all over the place. Yep. 917-509-0528. I take a lot of calls.
Yeah, he does.
I try to answer. Leave a voicemail, please.
Yeah. And my cell phone's out there, too, now.
And call from the phone you want me to call you back on.
Okay.
Right, exactly. Yeah, your website there, you have all the contact us information.
Yeah, the contacts. My cell phone, I'm also out there, 516-641-6464. There's room for vendors right now. There's room for cars. Anybody can contact us. As Tommy said, our meeting's the first Wednesday of the month at BK Sweeney's. Always check our website, though, because when we go to Ed's shop, we don't go to BK Sweeney's, but we go over there. It's always posted. I encourage people to join our chapter. Great resources out there. Expanding my resources with Ray and Joe right here this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we even have sister clubs. The East End Olds Club has got a lot of members in it. John Kledorfer's out there. And then on the Hudson Valley side, Sal Barberi just started a new club there, and that's only 2 years old.
Nice.
So in this whole area, you can get to an Olds Club if you have an Olds. And Ray, as we've said, you know, these are the places that you go to find resources and people that understand these cars and can help you with parts and advice.
And maybe if I'm lucky, I'll find out what the heck my vacuum gauge is at.
We haven't found that one yet.
I threw this one to Bob yet. I got this an Oldsmobile vacuum gauge. I think it's a hybrid deal, but whatever. But you're right. You have to get involved with the club. Local clubs are great because the wealth of information, the people who are involved in the clubs, it's all guys like ourselves. And nobody knows it all, but we all know something.
Right.
And some of the guys think they know everything.
Right. They think they know everything.
Well, we all know them. Yeah. Yeah.
But the other thing, too, is there's a common theme that runs through your show and through the car club community on Long Island, neighboring areas. And that's charity. You hear charity every time somebody's doing a show.
Yeah.
Our club, 2 or 3 years ago, we started collecting something called Happy Dollars at our meeting.
Did that in the Kiwanis Club. Yeah.
And then what we do is we pick every quarter. We pick a charity and we send off money. We've done things like the Disabled American Vets, the National Alliance of Mental Illness, Rough Rescue right out of Oceanside, East Rockaway for pets. So plenty of charities. Tunnel to the Tower. So we are actually donating every quarter to 4 good charities a year. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we support the Rinky Dinks and they support us for our show.
Excellent. Now, that is good. And that's the thing, you know, I think back in the 70s, Billy Joel got involved with it. It was called Charity Begins at Home, and it was a great entity. And I found from, you know, I'm born and raised here, so all through my life we've done different charity events, motorcycle rides, car events. And
so the car guys are good guys.
They are. And, you know,
we like to give back.
Yeah. Yes.
We definitely like to give back.
But we like to give it out, too.
Yeah, we can dish it out. We can take it.
I don't know if we can take it, but
and that's what's cool because
we're
better
back.
At giving it than taking it.
When I got affiliated with Joe and I started hanging out with him and his guys in you know back in the Queens area, I'd lived there for a few years myself. You get to see that whole nother shade of character. That's you know. There's a commonality, but there's a little difference, and it's kind of cool because you have to be on the fly, and that's something that outside of this area you don't always see. That people get like they get taken back, like, "What'd you just say to him? What'd you call that guy? Did you?" I'm like, "Yeah, I did. Well, because the guy's my best friend, so of course I'm going to call him." And they're like, "Yeah, I don't know how that. How come he didn't like you know hit you?" I'm like, "Because he knows better. You know, like because here he calls me."
What, we want to sit there and get all diplomatic and stuff? No.
Exactly.
That's the way car guys talk to each other.
Exactly.
You know, if somebody hasn't called and somebody a moron or worse at least once during the course of a meetup, then there's something wrong.
Yeah. Right.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Right.
So, yeah, we're going to stay tuned for Thunder Road. Kim is in now. She's getting the dischronificator ready. She's plugging these
dischronificator
blocks of wood into drives that read them. They're colored things that no one knows what they do except for her. So that's getting ready now. And we're going to go out and we're going to look at some Oldsmobiles in the parking lot, Joe, because it's definitely classed up out there, you know? So
we're welcome to
definitely.
We'll continue right outside.
Yes. Yep, that's how we always do it.
Once you get through the maze to find this place.
Well, yeah, we are a little in the...
It's kind of like Get Smart. You got to go...
True.
Yeah. But you get here eventually.
Hey, but we just want to say thank you.
Oh, yeah, our pleasure. You guys are great guests, you know?
I had a lot of fun. Thank you.
Lots of fun.
See, and yous were nervous.
Yeah. A little.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah, you calmed us down.
Well, you know, basically it's like, we're not that scary.
No. But we do have...
Scary, but
we are, but we do have to go. So for Motormouth Radio, Ray Guarino, for Joe D, for Bob and Tom from the Long Island Olds Club, thank you guys again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for Kim. We'll see you again next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.